Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sport is our religion, and here is Smithy's sermon.
Well, the re-emergence of a Warriors women's team is, whether rugby like to acknowledge it or not, a huge threat to their game and their quality. And why wouldn't it be? It's a Warriors team after all, and they're a hot ticket, and it will be playing in the NWRL, which compared to women's rugby comps at the moment, is also simmering away. There's been cross-coding for years in the men's game, and it, depending on the profile of a player, often makes for a decent headline. We've cut down half a forest, didn't we? Really, on the toing and froing, for instance, of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Rugby maintains the allure of the black jersey, especially pre-World Cup time, and they maintain that that is enough to hold the best and the mass. But in the women's game, they have never had the potential threat of league like it exists now to counter in the past. I probably never considered it as more than a pimple on the bum of their game, and now and in the near future it threatens to be much more. A Warriors team experiencing the existent culture of the club would thrive, win, lose or draw initially, because the power and the draw factor of the brand is actually magnetic. More people will watch the women's team play, and their fixtures will be positioned right, I reckon, than all picky matches. Just like the Black Ferns, the team will have its stars, and on current evidence, the club will make them more available. They will be in a competitive trading market. The competition is longer, the clubs have more history, and the money, yes, the money, will grow to be more attractive. High-profile Black Ferns have already taken the bait. An NRWL Warriors team will be a blessing, a welcome one to the officials of Rugby League, despite the added cost. There is a commitment to women's sport across the board, at some cost too, but Rugby League has the potential to absorb it better and embrace the potential better than most. Now is the perfect time to come back in, ladies, and you can thank your male counterparts for that. I'm picking League's equivalent of Cappy won't have to vigorously knock down doors to lure the potential, because the door is already ajar.